This reading is from an interview in the Sun magazine with Krishna Das. It's a little long, but I'll read it. Our lives are full of people, places, dogs, cats, dust in the closet, piles of laundry, dirty dishes in the sink. How we deal with it all, how we greet it, is essential to the way we feel about ourselves. If we see the dishes in the sink as something that's imposed on us from the outside, and we see ourselves as victims of these miserable dishes, then we forget that we put them there. We are all in this soup. I'm in it too, swimming around with all the vegetables and all the noodles and bumping into peas and carrots. Like you, I'm trying to get out of the soup, but after a while, it's not so bad. We can float and wiggle our toes and throw vegetables at each other. When I talk about seeking, I'm not talking about philosophy. The void, nothingness, emptiness. These are philosophical concepts and they are hard to understand. They're not really where I spend my time. I'm talking about finding a love that lasts, a happiness that does not depend on possessions and the way others see us, and the strength to deal with the hard parts of life. Nothing versus something. These are the questions that people talk about when they don't have an inner knowing. Trying to understand it with the mind is impossible. It has to be experienced. And when you experienced it, when you experience it, it is the exactly the opposite of what you thought it was. The part of you that thinks it understands ultimately has to go away before any real truth arises. It's like what the 19th century Indian mystic Ramakrishna said about chanting. Every repetition of the divine name is a seed that's planted. And this seed gets caught by the wind and is blown until it lands on the roof of an old house in the middle of nowhere, where it gets stuck between the clay tiles. And over time, the tiles break down and the seed can take root in the clay. The clay tiles for old roofs in India weren't baked in a kiln, so they weren't that hard. And then these roots grow and keep growing until they destroy the whole roof, the whole house. And Ramakrishna says that the old house that's destroyed is the separate entity we believe ourselves to be. Ultimately, that separateness, that isolated feeling of me, will not remain when you go deeper into yourself and recognize yourself to be the whole universe, so to speak. You can still function, but once you're not identified with that self anymore, you don't need to do the same things that you used to in order to get through the day and feel good. You don't need people to love you. You don't need people to honor you or respect you. You don't need to prop yourself up with belongings because you're in touch with your natural sense of well-being that lives in all of our hearts. That's the something we're trying to find. There are many parts of that reading that I enjoy, that touch me. The metaphor of the seed is important, I think, especially in this time where we're where in a way we have been planting seeds in this, in what we're doing together, within ourselves and between ourselves. And it takes, for me, it takes deep trust and a kind of faith that in these seeds and their planting and how they grow in me, that I can relax trying to make it better. It's this deep trust in the love that's the source of these seeds in my longing. This is what has great power. I'll say more about that in a bit, but I'm wondering if anyone is moved to say or share anything that's in you right now.
I never thought of the aspect that these roots could make your house crumble down.
Yes. Yeah.
I always experienced a seed, a growing plant, as something new that leaves the rest unattended. But the destructional force I never realized.
Yeah. The sense of what the meaning that that has for me is, what is dissolved is the ideas I have about myself. The beliefs that I think are true about life. That self that is constructed, that is dissolved. Does that resonate with your understanding? Yeah. So in a way, the idea of it being destroyed is not the word that fits for me. The idea is that it dissolves and transforms, and the truth cannot stay in the midst of this. I mean, that false sense of myself can't stay.
The old concept can't
stay. The old concept. It dissolves. Yeah.
This reminds me about something I share with Jen, actually. It's, at a certain point, I've seen myself refraining the life force that goes through me, like, for example, by sharing and talking, you know? And I share with Jen and say, well, actually, this fear is alive, only it disappears when I just see the life force through me as a spectator of seeing it. And as soon as I think it's me talking, the fear is here, because, yeah, there's kind of tension, and it was a big liberation, kind of, but for the moment it was an insight, but not a fully embodied, integrated thing, but anyway.
I'm celebrating not only the content, but as soon as you said Krishna Das, this imagery of the times of being with him in India and in Toronto and in California, and the sacred sound that started moving through and reverberating, and then that it was taken further, and you mentioned Ramakrishna, and then that took me, and still continues to take me, there's this fluttering of being in Bengal, in the ashram, and being with him or his presence there, and just feeling so overjoyed of the marriage of this and that, and feeling such a wholeness in this moment.
During your sharing, at some point I had a smile on my face, seeing myself dying and being as the, like this, really dying in my physical body, and just letting go of everything and just being peaceful and even joyful to like let go and feel how, yeah, the peace and of dissolving myself. Yeah. And it's I'm just keeping the peace in me right now, like of this thought of just letting go and dying. Yeah.
I'm actually feeling sad about the way I'm living my life. I wouldn't consider my life to be a bad one or an ugly one. I've got all these nice things in my surrounding and people I like to call friends. But inside I feel a deep loneliness. And yeah, right now I can sense how precious this is, this feeling. Showing me how much I keep moving away from what actually is important for me, what actually counts for me. And yeah, this image of destruction, really. Yeah, I'd like to tear it all apart, I'd like to throw it away, burn it. Because I don't want it, it's blocking me, it's in my way. This attachment to all this crap in the soup where I'm swimming is really blocking me. The fear of giving up a good income, the fear of giving up a safety, the fear of giving up everything that I've reached. I haven't reached anything, really. No, it's meaningless. It's completely meaningless because this loneliness shows me that how meaningless it is. And just, yeah. I moved my mind sharing. A couple of minutes ago I thought, yeah, I want to get rid of this loneliness. No, it's precious, it's valuable, I want to hold it, I want it to be my signpost, I think it's called.
Yes.
I really want to keep it, it's mine.
Yes.
The sound of this voice. I was in the story, I was just moved by the wind that carries the seed to this roof. And this tenderness and that beauty of the wind. And I could feel the wind on my cheek yesterday. Yeah, that's all. Complete.
Thank you.